Do you see him as a sacrificial lamb or just the first domino?
Well, that depends. I would imagine that the White House would hope that his resignation would put an end to the stories, or at least mute some of the stories about the administration's ties to Russia. But what I suspect will happen is that congressional Democrats will be energized by this, that they will demand more investigations and that they will demand a much deeper look at those suspected ties.
And we have Senator John Cornyn, our senior senator and the number two in the U.S. Senate on the Republican side. Now, CNN first reported that he had called for an investigation into President Trump's ties to Russia, but his people have clarified that what he's doing, he's calling for an investigation into Russian election interference, and that the Intelligence Committee will be taking a look at it. So this is a bipartisan concern, and it continues, it seems, to grow.
Yes, there's a couple of interesting issues here. One is whether or not the investigation would be specifically on whether or not Russia got into American electoral systems. And the evidence so far is that they didn't. They attempted to influence people's views, but they were not involved in the systems themselves. The second question is, who is leading this investigation? So Senator Cornyn wants this to be done by the Intelligence Oversight Committees, which have Republican majorities. You can expect that Democrats will call for some sort of bipartisan, independent investigation, which they'd see as being more credible.
All right. Now, looking at the Trump administration, I know one of the things that you're considering is what this means for the president in terms of the perception of how things are going here in the first month.
Yeah.
And the threat, at least, of seeming incompetent.
Yeah, this is a huge issue. The last few weeks, wherever you fall on the political spectrum, the last few weeks have been really sort of chaotic. Just the amount of things happening, the botched rollout of the travel ban, now with the Flynn story. There is a danger that the administration will look as if it doesn't know what it's doing, and that could have big effects on its ability to do deals, as the president wants to do diplomacy, to do whatever he wants to do in terms of foreign policy. If you're another country looking at the United States right now, you want to believe its promises, but you also want to know that it can execute on what it says it will execute on. And right now, that's sort of in question.
All right, and this comes with the change of the National Security Council with Flynn leaving and an interim being named. This comes the day before Benjamin Netanyahu arrives to talk about the American-Israeli connection.
Yeah, there's certainly, from the perspective of Netanyahu or any other foreign leader, the question about what's going on in the National Security Council will be paramount. They would like to have, I would imagine, they would like to have some certainty about who to talk to and whether or not the sort of longstanding normal channels of communication are still active.
And given his background in the last with the scandal that he was involved with, David Petraeus' name has come up as a potential replacement for General Flynn.
That is sort of surprising, given the reasons that Petraeus had to leave office. I mean, General Petraeus had to leave the CIA because he revealed a lot of information to his biographer. That was a serious security breach. And Flynn has had to leave office because of suspicions of another security breach. So in that respect, it would be very odd to see General Petraeus come back in this role.
We'll be watching this, and we'll call on you again, Professor. Thank you. Josh Rovner is the John G. Tower Distinguished Chair in International Politics and National Security at SMU, also Director of the school's Security and Strategy Program.